The difficulties of sharing the Word of God in the Middle East today has been another theme throughout this synod, and a concern likely to be reflected in the final list of propositions to be voted on by bishops at the end of the meeting. Church leaders from Iraq, Lebanon and the Holy Land have all called on synod fathers for prayers and practical support for their dwindling Christian communities.
We are already a minority, we are already a few number, and when from this few others leave, we feel that and we suffer for that.
Archbishop Fouad Toual took over this year as the new Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem. During a break in between these synod sessions, I asked him more about the challenges facing his people today in the land where the Christian Church began.
Yeah, first of all, it is really a good aspect together all the bishops from all the world to speak about the world of God. Nobody can give a complete vision or about the importance of this word alone, and the many intervention of many bishops, cardinals and so on, we can complete each other. Normal that I started, as you asked, from Jerusalem, then go back to Jerusalem, where everything, even the stones, even the streets, even the buildings, even the situation, speak about the word of God, the stones, the building, the atmosphere. We have an atmosphere till now of, as you know, of more violence than peace. And I think anybody who loves the Holy Land, who works or lives in the Holy Land, we cannot forget the dimension of the cross. The situation, good one or bad one, sends us back directly to the gospel, to take seriously the words of the Lord, whether speaking about the cross when he said, if anybody wants to follow me, he must bear his cross and follow me. And really, we are bearing our daily cross as institution, church, with our problems, as families, for the children, for the presence, for the future of the children, for the immigration, for many reasons. We have our daily cross. We must have this dimension to accept it, to love it, and in the same time to hope and go back to the gospel, remembering the words of the Lord, don't be afraid, even when we are really afraid. And he said, don't be afraid, I am with you. And one day this situation will finish, and one day we will have more justice, we will have our own resurrection. And we hope with all the inhabitants of the Holy Land, I am not for one group against another, that one day we hope all together we can enjoy our resurrection and sing together our hallelujah.
And yet many people find it difficult to keep that hope alive, don't they, in the Holy Land today? Many of your Christian people are leaving, emigrating.
Yes, you are right. Many are leaving, even Jews, Muslims and Christians. The situation doesn't give us courage to stay. The past is bad, the presence is not better, and the future is not clear. But for our Christians, the fact that we are a minority, we feel that more, because we are already a minority, we are already a few number, and when from this few others leave, we feel that and we suffer for that. We are working in two levels. I cannot say to stop immigration, but maybe to limit immigration. We are working in two levels. First of all, give them awareness that their presence there is a mission. And any mission you have, we have in our life, any vocation we have must have its own obstacles and the cross. So if their mission there, their vocation is to be there in the Holy Land, they must understand that they have to face obstacles and to resist and to stay despite all the obstacles. I understand that not all accept my speech and they leave. But first of all, give them the awareness, the conscious that they belong to this land. And when they leave to the States, to Europe, to Africa, I don't know, for sure they will have more dignity, more freedom, more work, more peace. Right, that's right. But they will never have a holy land. They will never have again their religious roots. And that's all what we can do. The second level, doing to limit the immigration, and here I'm asking the help of all the Universal Catholic Church, all our friends. We are building for them a housing project, and each project contains from 40 to 60 apartments. We give them to young couples that they are not able alone to build this apartment, small apartments, but it's apartments. And we give them for something not gratis, but very, very good price, to make them that we are thinking about them, we are sharing their problems. So first one, give them the conscience that their presence is a vocation. Second, do something for them building these apartments. Third, with the arrival of many pilgrims and tourists to the Holy Land, they give us the impression right that we are not alone there, we are not abandoned, not forgotten, and they give us courage, and they give us a good lesson, good message, that this land is a land of peace, of prayer, of reconciliation, not a land of violence as we are still doing till now. All together. So we are grateful to the tourists, pilgrims, when they come to pray with us and for the peace.
My thanks there to Archbishop Fouad Toual, the new Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem.